our choices are Hillary and Trump, whether you like it or not.
Hey, I'm Alexis Garcia with Reason TV here at the Democratic National Convention. And you know, last week we saw the Never Trumpers. This week we see Bernie or Bust fans. There's a lot of dissatisfaction right now with both candidates. And with Gary Johnson getting closer in the polls to making the debate stage, we asked the Democrats here if they would be open to hearing more from a third party option. If you look at the polls, both candidates have high unfavorable numbers. And one of the stories we've seen emerge in this convention is kind of the rise of the third parties. Do you think people like Gary Johnson and Jill Stein should have a spot in the debates?
I do not. I think it should be closed to who's been running, you know, who's been in there from the front.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. I think it's great for people to have multiple choices. I think it's perfectly fine for, you know, Hillary and for Gary Johnson and for Donald Trump to put their ideas out there and let people decide. So not a problem at all.
I will say that a well-told story is told from many perspectives. We have to have all those voices in the room, and through those conversations and at times conflicts, we become stronger.
Any candidate that, you know, meets that threshold should be able to be in the debates.
We do see in the polling Johnson's getting very close to meeting that threshold to get on the debate stage. Would you be open to having him in the debates?
Of course, everybody has a place in politics. So I think that they're, you know, everybody, if he meets the criteria, I think he should.
It would definitely bring down Hillary's ratings, and it would make it easier for Trump to keep on bashing, because with another person on stage, he can just keep on throwing things out at people. And with Gary Johnson and Hillary, he has double the ammo. But with one person, he'd be able to get points across. We could actually have legit debates about problems that are facing our society.